Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody but Jesus. Good afternoon and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and welcome to Ministering God's Way Fivefold. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver the captives free. Today's topic is, what shall we say when we stand before the King? What shall we say when we stand before the King? Today's scripture is coming from the Revelation, book of Revelations, and the 22nd chapter. That's the book of Revelation, 22nd chapter. We're going to read the 12th verse. If you turn with me to Revelation, 22nd chapter, the 12th verse. And it reads, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." Verse 13, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now, Lord, just looking to you, God, as author and creator and maker of the heavens and the universe and the earth. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you to hear another word from on high. As we break bread together this afternoon, Lord, speak to our hearts. Speak to our Father God and speak to our minds, Father God. Give us, Father God, the ears. Allow us to hear, open up our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And let us not only hear it, but, Father God, receive that word and let the word fall on good ground. And, Father God, that we may be able to be workers for you and laborers in your vineyard in Jesus' mighty name. What shall we say when we stand before the King? Wow, we're talking about King Jesus. We're talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is his name. He is so worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It truly belongs to him. Jesus Christ is his name. And we've been off air for quite some time. And to God be the glory, we are back, and we are ready to move forward with what God has called us to do in these last and evil days. We're living in perilous times, and we're living in times that are that the Bible is fulfilling itself, where he said we would hear wars and rumors of wars, and we would see there would be earthquakes in diverse places, and we see there'd be floods. We see these floods occurring everywhere. We see earthquakes. We see wars. We hear about rumors of wars. We hear about, and not hear, but see bloodshed. We see so many, so much violence in today's world, and we have to take a stand, and we have to stop as we stand and ask God, Lord, what is it that I am to do in these last and evil days? God has given us an amount of time here on earth, and he placed us here for a purpose, for a reason, and for a season. Job says, you know, the time that you have on earth, this is an appointed time. And, you know, in your appointment, you want to make sure that you get what you scheduled for. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss the mark. You don't want to miss the mark or the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Because we all are here and we have been placed here for a reason. We have a purpose. I remember my older sister Sherry gave me a book, The Purpose-Driven Life. And, you know, you have to know what your purpose is. Why are you here? Ask yourself. If you don't know, ask, and you want to make sure, you say, well, I'm ministering and I'm ushering at the church. I'm singing in the choir, or, you know, I take food, or I donate to charity, or I work in the soup kitchen. But those are works. But what is your purpose, your true purpose on this earth? And that's something that you have to seek God and acknowledge him. He said, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will direct your path. He knows all about our struggles. He knows all about our troubles. He has called us when we were in our mother's womb. He said in his word that it's not his desire, his will, that any should perish. God does not want us to perish. He wants us to have everlasting life. So see, John talks about this everlasting life in the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. And when you have time, read the 22nd chapter. And it talks about where John said, where God had showed him this pure river of water and how of life. It was clear, he said, it's crystal, and it was proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb of God. And so he talked about the trees that were on the tree of life that was on the side of the river. And he talked about the 12 manner of fruits that gave yield and a fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for healing of the nation. And he also talks about in the fifth verse of the 22nd chapter that there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. So, wow, that's a dynamic, statement right there. We thrive on sunshine, our body. We get certain type of healing from the sun, because the sun gives off certain waves, or if you will, the ultra waves that's good for our body. But in the 22nd chapter of Revelation, where John is referring to, in essence, paradise is what really we can use the word that associate with this type of living. It's paradise. There's no other way to describe it but paradise. And it's just so beautiful. And, you know, the water of life is just as clear as crystal. And there's a fruit on both sides of the river. And there's no night. And there's no sun, because the Lord God giveth light. And he is the light. And then we will reign forever and ever. So today we are talking about, what shall we say when we stand before the King? In the 12th verse, Jesus says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. So in essence, God is going to judge us for what he has placed us here to do. And he wants us to do what he has placed us here to do. He doesn't want us to be disobedient or rebellious. He wants us to fulfill the purpose that he has placed us here on earth to do. Amen? And so we have an appointed time on this earth, and we have an appointment with Jesus Christ. And we don't know the day nor the hour that appointment is going to come, but we do know it's coming. And you have to be ready, and you have to be sure, and you have to ask yourself the question, what shall we say, or what shall I say when I stand before the King? What am I going to say? Now, And that's a question, but I'm going to impose another question. What is God going to say? What is God going to say when we stand before him? What is he going to say? He's going to say two things. I guarantee it's going to be one or two things. Now, this I know. He's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little, and now I'm going to make you ruler over much. And you know, he'll allow us to spend eternity with him, and praise, and our name will be in his forehead, and we'll be able to praise him forever and ever. Or he's going to say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I knew you not. And then what are we going to say? Are we going to say, well, Lord, I prophesied in your name. I cast out devils in your name. What shall I say before we stand before the King? This is not This is not a form or a fashion. This is a ministry. Ministering God's way fivefold is a ministry. It's an appointed time of the week, and now we're going to be on Sunday afternoons at 5 p.m. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., ministering God's way fivefold is going to be coming before you with the word of God. We used to have it on Saturdays at 2, but God has changed that time, and now that time is going to be on Sunday at 5 p.m. Central Time. So that's going to be 5 p.m. Sunday Central Time. Now, this is a ministry. We're ministering the word of God to you because this is something that God has called me to do, and he has called me to be faithful in it. And we were unable to air the show for quite some time here in the last, say, really 6-7 months. We had some life-changing events, personal life changes that took place, and to God be the glory, God has restored my family. God has restored my soul, and he has revitalized me, and I thank God, and I praise him and worship him for all that he has done for me and my family, and to God be the glory. So I want to thank God for all of you that are listening and that will continue to listen in the days to come, on the Sundays to come. Share the word. Share. Get on your Twitter and your Facebook page and your Instagram, and please share these messages, and then share them, and then and ask others to join in on Sundays at 5 p.m. We're talking about what shall we say when we stand before the King. What shall we say when we stand before the King? See, because during this appointed time, listeners, on this earth, we have a chance to do what the work that God has placed us. And while we're here, we don't want our labor or our work to be in vain. We want to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen? We want to be steadfast. And sometimes you are going to be, the devil going to throw blocks, roadblocks, and stumbling blocks, and, all type of hindrances and obstacles your way. But you have to remain steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. And you have to keep it real. Be real with God. Be real with yourself. If you know you are not aligned up to what God has called you to, or to called you to be, then give yourself a self-check. Give yourself a self-check and say, hey, I need to lighten up. I need to tighten up on this. I need to do what's right. Because, see, we've been saying, you've been hearing men and women of God for years say, Jesus is coming soon. And, see, he's coming back, and we have to remember, we don't know the day nor the hour that the Son of Man comes. But he's coming, and he's coming. He said, like a thief in the night. He said, don't be caught with your work undone. Be ready. See, you want to always be in a ready state. So, Lord, help us to be ready. Help each listener today. Help me, Father God, every listener to be in the future. Help us to be ready. Help us to make ourselves ready. Prepare us. Help us to get in line and order and tuned up to what you have called us, Father God. Father God, to what you have asked us to do, let us be obedient. And let us, Father God, fulfill the purpose that you placed us here for, and that you will be pleased with our work, and that we will not be, Father God, caught with our work undone in the name of Jesus. That you may say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Excuse me. So we want to do a self-check because time, listeners, are winding Now, this time last year, oh, ministering to God's way, from this time last year, October of 2015 to now, there has been some great changes. Great changes. From last year, from October 9th of 2015 to October 2016, there's been some life-changing events. In my life, I've had death in my family. And so there's been a lot of changes. I've seen things, the Bible talks about how the world become lovers of themselves, haters of God, and despisers of them that do good. I've seen that from it escalated from this time last year to this time, from October 9th, 2015 to October 9th, 2016. So this is not a game. This is, like I say, this is not a form or fashion. This is real. This is a word from the Lord. What shall we say when we stand before the king? Because, you know, God, he doesn't want us to be caught with our work undoing. He doesn't want us to be caught not ready. He wants us to be able to be faithful to him and to spend eternity with him, because he said it's not his will that we should perish. So I encourage you on today. I charge you to go forth from this day forward, October 9th. This is a perfect day. The 10th month and the 9th day. The number 9 is a birthing. The number 9 means birthing. So let's birth new beginnings of obedience, of holy lifestyle, holy living, and acknowledging God in all our ways, and he'll direct our path. And we will see the difference in our lives, and we will see the difference in other lives, because as your light shines, others is going to see it. They're going to see your good works, and they're going to glorify God, which is in heaven. So you want to be, everybody wants to be saved, or should want to be saved, and then win souls for him, win souls for Jesus. Be a soul winner. And that's the best occupation that you can ever have, is to be a soul winner for the Lord. That's a high calling. That's a very high calling. That's why God told us this is real royalty. This is real royalty here. A holy nation. He said a peculiar people. We should show forth the praises of God that brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. See, you got to have a personal relationship with the Lord to be able to say, it is well with my soul when things are not looking good, when it really don't feel so good, and it really doesn't even sound good. You have to be able to say, it is well with my soul. Amen? It is well. Even in this trying time of the election, the presidential election, and looking at it, everything that we have on the news, if we watch the news and you see what's going on, and you know, these earthquakes and dangerous places and things, and all this flooding and this trouble in the land. When we look at all of these things, we know that the Bible is manifesting itself in Jesus' soon to come. He told us that, you know, he's not a man that he should lie. See, a man or a woman, they'll lie. They'll lie to you and lie on you. But Jesus said he is not a man that he should lie. Okay? No, he said he don't even have the son of man that he had to repent. He don't have to repent. We have to repent. And repent means make a change about faith. 360, I'm going to turn around. Whatever I was doing wrong. I'm about to make a change. You know, I think it was the whining, sir. I think it was time to make a change. People of the world are fading. Somebody sang that song. May not be the whining, I'm not sure. Whoever it was, they sang, it's time to make a change. People of the world are fading. And God is calling us to get ready. Get on, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wow of the devil. Because I'm going to tell you, as we see the manifestation of Bible coming to pass, there are other things that I have not mentioned that are going to come to pass that's worse. So we want to be in a position of readiness. We want to be ready. So how do you get ready? You ask God to help you. Say, Lord, I'm unclean. I'm wretched. I'm a sinner. And Father God, I may have not done all that you've asked me to do. I may have not have been as faithful as I should. Lord, forgive me. I had some evil thoughts. So I need you to come into my life and to help me to make the right choices in my life. In the name of Jesus, that they may be holy choices. Because you said in your word, Lord, that holiness without is a no man to see the Lord. So we gotta be holy. That's a mandatory. That's a prerequisite for being to be able to spend eternity with Jesus. If you're not holy, you're not going to be able to see Jesus. And holy means set apart. Okay, we need to be sanctified. What that means, set apart for the meat for the masses. We separate ourselves from the unclean thing and the evildoers. Okay? The Bible tells us to resist the very appearance of evil. So we don't want to, you can't, like I mentioned before, some years ago, I mentioned ministering God's way. If you're trying to overcome alcohol, then stay out of the bar. You can't go to the bar and say, I'm going to be safe. Because that's what the bar doers do. They drink. They go to the bar to drink. So you have to, what the Bible tells us, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. He said, touch not. So if it's not clean, stay out of it. Stay away from it. Ask the Lord if it's tempting. Lord, give me the strength to stay away and resist the temptation in the name of Jesus. What shall we say when we stand before the King? Lord, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for reproof. We thank you for correction. And we thank you, Lord, for letting us know that there is a place that awaits us if we prepare ourselves and make ourselves ready. We can be in paradise, spending paradise, eternity in paradise with you. So help us, Father God, to make ourselves ready. Bless us, lead us, and guide us, Father God. Order our steps and let us acknowledge you in all our ways, and you will direct our path. And Father God, give us a spirit of obedience, and Father, desire to be holy and sanctified and pure, Father God, and meet for the Master's use. And we say thank you, Lord. We love you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Listeners, will you be ready when Jesus comes? What shall he say? And what shall we say when we stand before the King?
nobody.